Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike the Intern in the studio with Ryan Armstrong from the MSU Bears. And pretty big deal today. Got the Stanley Cup coming to town. And from what I understand, Kansas City's not even getting the Stanley Cup. But a lot of Blues fans here in town. And where and when can we see it?
Yeah, we're pretty lucky to have it to come down to Springfield today. We're the only other major city besides St. Louis to be able to have that. There's been a lot of local companies, local businesses been able to... Joe Passanini, Lauren Cook, Stan Melton with Missouri State Hockey. We've been really trying to pull some strings to get it down here. It's going to be at Bass Pro Shops from 3 to 5:30, and then it's going to make its way downtown to the Park Central West, and it's going to be outside for display from about 8:30 till midnight, 11:30. And then we're going to be able to take pictures with it, selfies with it. There'll be a Blues alumni in the house, little hockey shoot area. It'll be a really fun time. Will Fisher's been an absolute rock star. We're going to have those nice Gloria Champion Bud Light bottles out there for sale. So it'll be a really fun block party.
Yeah, it is. And so you really got two chances to see it, whether it's at Bass Pro or downtown, kind of off Park Central West. And any admission, cost anything to get in and see it?
Cost is the best price there is, free.
That's awesome, man.
It's free anywhere you want. I would recommend getting there early because there will be probably some people from out of town coming in. There are select groups that follow the Cup. I know that there's a lot of Kansas City people, Fayetteville, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Wichita. They're going to be coming out to see it. So if you want your chance to get a picture with the Cup, it's free, but I would recommend to get there a little bit earlier. We also have a website available. It's sgfbluesday.com.
Okay.
And that has the entire website, schedule, and all of our donors that have helped make this possible. I'm not looking for any recommendations or donations, but they've been absolute rock stars to get
this. It's awesome. I know what it takes. I mean, this cup it's got its own private guy. You know what I mean? Like
it
Secret
does.
Service guy. So yeah. And you got to fly it around and stuff. It's definitely a princess. So thanks for the hard work, and we can't wait for it to be here today, man. It's going to be awesome.
No problem. Anything we can do to help gain the relevance of the wonderful sport of ice hockey in the Midwest. The Missouri State University has been playing downtown at Jordan Valley Ice Park for this is our 19th year, so coming up close on 20 years, and there's a great youth organization, there's great in-house organizations, and we really just want the Springfield community to support the Blues and to congratulate them the same way that St. Louis has.
Yeah, and definitely they have, and it's good to see hockey kind of getting a big kick in the butt around here as of late, so that's good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's great to see.
Well, Ryan, thanks for your hard work, and happy Blues Day, sir.
Thanks, Mike.